When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Brandy.
And I'm Keisha.
And we would like to welcome you back to Mamas on the Move podcast. This is now episode number 4.
Wow, episode number 4. Mama, we made it. No, I'm just kidding. We not quite there.
We done made it. We 4 episodes in.
We 4 episodes in the 400. We ain't going nowhere. Yes. We here for the long
haul.
We
here, baby. We here.
But at any rate, so let's talk about what happened in each other's week. What happened in your week, B? Anything you want to share with the world?
Sure. Well, my week was eventful. But we're coming off of a weekend, which I just thoroughly enjoyed. We had a family reunion. Mm-hmm. And on my mom's side, so a couple of my cousins put together a retreat in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
So beautiful up there.
Which is probably one of the most scenic and beautiful places that I've ever been to in my entire life. So it was amazing. My GPS took us the scenic route going there because we didn't take the major highways. We took, you know, Highway 441 to some other mm-hmm. kind of back roads, which mm-hmm. took us through the great Smoky Mountains. And girl, when I tell you, oh my God, we got out and took pictures and just took in all the magnificence that was there, and it was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, going down those mountains though, I got a little seasick. I got a little car sick, nausea sitting in. I'm like, okay, Lord, just get me to the bottom of this mountain. Just let me make it. And I said, it was beautiful going there, but I did not want to take that route going back. I want to take 75 going back.
Get right on the interstate.
Yes. Yes, but it was great. It was great, man, just to take the time to relax with my family.
So y'all have family reunions every year?
No, we hadn't done that. Now, they have been doing family reunions probably every 3 years, and I have not made the last two.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So it's been years since I've been a part of it. And so it was great. It was great. It was a great opportunity for us to relax and just enjoy each other. We played family games and you know, Taboo, and you mix Taboo with alcohol and Black folks, and you got a real good time.
It's interesting
on your hands.
That you guys have family reunions, because we don't have them. Like, we don't have them. I think the last family, I mean, they probably have, I guess they not telling us, baby. I don't know. But but I know when I get more favors, everybody going to be wanting to say they're my cousin. So it's important for me to probably get to
you
one.
You establish who's who now.
Right, who's who now. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because then everybody will be trying to borrow money and stuff like that. So I definitely, but it's interesting because I guess my sister, my brother, and I are going to have to start with our family.
It has to start with somebody.
I mean, we're going to have to do that because, I mean, you know, it's just us now in terms of our original family. So I think it's super important. And that's interesting. I just thought about, I probably haven't been to a family reunion since I was
little.
Real little, like 10. I was definitely still living with my parents when I went to my last family reunion. And it's interesting because I found out when I met Daryl, who, you know, my maiden name is Jones.
Right.
And my married name is obviously Johnson. And then I found out that my grandfather, okay, so my maiden name is Jones. I thought that was my maiden name. Mm. Okay. So mm-hmm. I learned as my grandmother started spending a lot more time with me when she got closer to the end, I start letting her come and stay with me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I was learning all this kind of stuff, girl. So come to find out, my last name wasn't Jones. It was something else. I can't even remember because the statute of limitations don't never go away with murder. So what happened was my granddaddy killed a man down there in South Georgia.
Okay.
And he had to leave. He killed a white man.
Yeah.
And he had to leave. So when he
had
left,
to establish a new identity.
He had to establish a new identity. So
girl, that exact same thing happened to my granddaddy.
So, crazy. See, I come from a long line. We don't play no games. It's sad that somebody died, I think, maybe possibly. I don't know, because back then he probably treated my granddaddy a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
For him to feel like he had to take his life. But anyway, they had to change their last name. So what happened was, that's what I found out. My maiden name was Johnson.
Okay.
So not Jones.
Before it was Jones.
The fake name was Jones.
Okay, so it was originally Johnson.
Johnson.
So you telling me that it's a good chance that you and Daryl could have been related?
Well, I thought about that. Right. By that time, we had already did it, and I was in love, so we were just gonna be cousins. I didn't give a damn. That was my husband. He was gonna be my husband. But that's what I'm saying. So you got to know your people. So that's my point.
Yeah.
When you need to go to family reunions, you need to know your people. Make sure you're not kicking it with your cousin.
Yeah.
Fortunately, DJ. It's good if we were cousins.
Right.
Because that's a small town for both of us had the same.
I mean, you and Daryl both had those light green hazel eyes. Y'all really could.
First of all, no, y'all a lot really of people could. Have light colored eyes. That don't mean that.
I'm just saying, same complexion. But regardless, DJ came out okay. So
some days I wonder. He a little slow sometimes. But hopefully it's because I was drinking when I was pregnant the first 3 months and didn't know it. Not because his daddy is my cousin. But anyway, family reunions are important. That's what I was trying to say.
You know, Keisha, you brought up a good point. Because at some point, somebody has to take on the burden. Because it can be a burden playing an entire family reunion. But also the responsibility that you owe to the generations, to your son and his, his offspring. So, and I'm thinking it's going to be, because it was my cousin, my second cousin who planned this, but we're, close in age. And it's like, okay, now this is now falling on us. The elders are elder and they can't do all this.
Yep, they can't.
So yeah, so Keisha, it is. That's probably a good point.
But do I want to do a family reunion with 10 people?
No, it ain't got to be 10 people.
Even
if it starts off small and it grows, and you, as you go to ancestry.com or, family.
Oh, so you want me to research and bring people in?
Oh, no, you need to.
I
think that's important to know, because how else are you going to really know? You know the people within your reach, but unless you dig deeper, you're not going to find out about those second, third, and fourth cousins removed that, and that's important. You need to know.
Is it important?
I think it's important to identify at least who you have family connections with.
I would put that on my list. My sister had gone to Ancestry and found some people on my grandfather, Zinc White. That's where them eyes come from. He had blue eyes. I don't have them, but DJ had them. But them folks over there. Yeah, so I'm gonna have Chaney get back on there.
Put that on the to-do list.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Within the next three years, say make it a 3 year goal.
Oh, girl, by the time DJ will be in the lead, we're not looking for nobody to have to borrow money. But go ahead.
Well, I know we got off on a tangent, but we finished our weekend in Tennessee and started out eventful, but it ended up a little uneventful because my mother had rolled back with my cousin, and his girlfriend, and they were about 30 minutes from home on 285, and they were clipped by a semi truck.
My God.
Clipped by a semi truck. They were in the middle lane. The semi truck was getting over in their lane and hit my cousin's car on the driver rear side. Mm-hmm. And they spun out of control, spun 4 or 5 times and hit the median. And the car was completely totaled, front end pushed in, the back window broke out, the driver's side door was caved in. And my mother called me hysterical.
Of course.
And of course, I'm like, Jesus. So I head straight there and the traffic, from the accident, I couldn't even get directly to where they were. So I just met them at the hospital. Mm-hmm. But I said, my mother was able to walk away from that accident with just back pain and neck pain, no serious injuries. So were my cousins. Mm-hmm. And if I had to really give it some serious thought, because I said, they were on 285 spinning on a 5-lane highway, did not get hit by any other cars. You spinning like that at that speed, your car doesn't flip over. Like, it was nothing but God.
Nothing but God.
Like, it was truly nothing but God. So, I've been a wreck all since, since that accident. Just really in my feelings and in my thoughts. Like, mm-hmm. Lord, you just thank you for protecting my family. And here we are coming off of a weekend that was just so, filled with love and everything else. And enemy mm-hmm. just, he didn't steal our joy, you mm-hmm. know, because I made reference to this on my Instagram page. I said how I caught my mother. Saturday morning, we were on the deck and we were looking at, she was on her end. I was on the other side. I was kind of doing some work and we were just kind of taking in all the beautiful scenery. And I looked over there and I saw her worshiping and praising mm-hmm. and her eyes were closed and she was just in the spirit. And I just took a moment to just record her because she was just, it was just mm-hmm. a beautiful moment. I said, mm-hmm. my mother is just in it. She is just in the spirit. So I recorded that without her knowing. And I said, oh Lord, I didn't feel any way about it because I felt it was just so sincere, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. And then Sunday morning, me and my husband heard her out there doing the exact same thing. And then when we hit the road yesterday morning and we said a prayer before we hit the road and, just praying for God's traveling mercies. And I said, and all those prayers, all that praise that was given, I said, I know that was God protecting them in that moment mm-hmm. because you hear so many stories. I mean, from just people not surviving accidents mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. So it's been a moment. The last 24 hours has been a time that I've been using to reflect mm-hmm. on God's goodness and grace and mercy. So so I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful that they are fine. Everybody just had some minor nicks and bruises, but they're good.
Thank God. And it's interesting when anything happens. Because of what I've been through and the loss that I've had, I just, when the phone rings at a certain time or somebody's voice is raised because they're upset about something, they call me, I immediately go back into that space.
Oh, yeah.
I immediately feel like, God, I can't take another loss. I can't take another hit. I can't, like, whatever this is going on before I even let my mind hear what this person is saying, I just have to go to him because I can't take another hit.
Yeah.
I can't take another hit.
I understand,
hit.
So, Akeesh.
When you sent the text, last night, immediately I was just like, I just immediately thought about you because I just read the first part first.
Right.
And then I didn't get to where you said she was okay yet.
Yeah.
And I just immediately just stopped and said, okay, God. And then I had to get myself together because immediately I'm thinking, how am I going to be there for her?
Yeah.
But I finished reading and I was like, ooh, thank God. But it is. It just takes you into a space when you suffer losses, even with all the appreciation you have for God bringing you through, I personally still struggle with not going back to that space.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and that's why, Candy yesterday, when I asked her, what time Riley going to have to be home? Because everybody went to the Music Midtown this weekend.
Right.
And she was like, well, I told her she finished her homework. She could be back at such and such time. She said, what about DJ? I said, well, I was going to have him home by 8, 9, tops, latest. And she was like, well, you got to let him grow up and stuff. And I said, yeah, but when you've lost, I said, he's a black boy, first of all. So it's a little different in terms mm-hmm. of him being out at a certain time.
Yeah.
And then I said, and second of all, when you've lost like I have, it's a little tough. I'm a work in progress with loosening up.
And that's a challenge. And I've struggled with that.
Yeah.
I've been that helicopter mom.
Yeah.
And even that's part of the reason why, my sons probably drove later than a lot of their peers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like my oldest son didn't get his license until he was 18,
mm-hmm.
Because I chose to be in control still as much as I could.
Right.
When you release that, you feel like you're giving.
Yep.
It's
hard to
give them to the world.
I know you're
giving them to the world. Yeah. But it's like it is such a difficult thing because you can't live in the fear that, okay, if I let go, then they won't be protected. They're going to be protected whether I hover or whether I don't hover. But I got to release. I got to be able to let go so that they can live.
Yeah.
So trust me, I have the same struggle.
Yeah.
And I have to deal with those same fears and anxiety and doubts like, Lord, just are you, because when you've suffered losses like this,
yeah.
like you and I have,
mm-hmm.
you can't help. Your mind is just going to go there.
It's just going
to
go
Your mind
there.
Is just going to go there. So I have to train myself in like, just, reject those thoughts that come
right.
into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have to counter them with things of, I have to say scriptures. I have to remind myself that, God, you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So it's like you have to almost saturate your mind with things that are the opposite of those thoughts of where your mind wants to take you.
And I think that's probably my struggle that I don't enough. And that's why things seep in because, literally, like, I was on the phone, I was on text with my brother last night, and he made me cry. Like, he didn't mean to make me cry, but, like,
Keisha, I said, that's why, you know, and it's so important. And because this journey that you're on is a journey. And like you just mentioned, it is a process and it is a journey. So if you don't have people that will be there for you to give you that word of encouragement that you need, to give you that uplifting that you need in that time, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, I think about over the course of, you know, just my life and what God has done for me as far as what he's brought me through. And I think about the people that stand out to me and what they were for me in the time that I needed them to be more than anything else. And I know your brother has been that, you know, and I know we've been that for each other. So, Lord Jesus, we did not intend to come here and cry today, but I just, you know, it just is what it is. And God has really, you know, brought us through some things that,
yeah,
that, you know, I don't know that you ever fully 100% recover from.
I don't think you do. You know, I think that you just do the best thing, you know, the best you can with where you are now. And sometimes when I get in those spaces, I don't want God to think I'm not appreciative for bringing me on the other side. But it's still a struggle for me.
Yeah.
It's still a struggle because for me, I think the hardest part is that I never got a chance to tell Daryl bye. Thanks, Curse. I didn't get a chance to tell my mom bye. It's just hard when you feel like you, you know. And so now DJ is getting older. He doesn't need me as much. And I don't want to stunt his growth by holding on too tight.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's hard to let him go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, it's just hard. But my brother shared some things with me last night. And it just, I was crying. It was tears of gratitude last night because of how he loved my child.
Yeah.
You know, and the things that he's planning for my son. And he shared something with me. And I said, oh, that's such a blessing for your boys. And he was like, oh, no, he's getting one, too. He's my boy, too. Mm. You know what I mean? And it just means a lot to me. But, yeah, he don't need me like he used to.
but you know what, Keisha? And I think I'm just in a slightly tad. Well, I am in a different space than you are as far as, you know, progressively how God has taken me from one space, mm-hmm, to the next. And, you know, my kids are just a little bit older, mm-hmm, and the freedom that I'm starting to feel as a result of letting go is a feeling that I can't even describe, because it is a daunting thing to have to put yourself through, to carry the burden and the weight of the worry, you know, that you hold on to, like that is burdensome.
It is burdensome.
So you know, to be able to say, I surrender, Lord, I surrender, just like you have covered me, you have covered you, what you've done for me. And Keisha, I look at you and I look at DJ and all the uncles he has, and he does not miss a beat. He does not go without. He is such a fine and strong young man. So you look at what they lack, and that's what I always used to have to tell myself, Lord. I look at what my sons lacked in not having a father figure, like their dad wasn't there since they were 4, 3, and 1 years old. But I look at the provision,
right,
that he has made for me and them in his absence.
Right.
You know, like my sons always had strong male figures in their lives. If it wasn't, you know, their grandfather or their uncles or their coaches, who all had,
right,
very strong, you know, just you know, Christian beliefs and you know, didn't steer them the right way. And if it wasn't the right situation, he would make provision for me to put them in another situation that was the best situation for,
right,
them. You know, so it's like, if you really truly just think about it, you know, just that alone,
right,
how he's been blessed from that regard. You know, it's so many women out here who struggle.
I know.
I mean,
I do know, and I get that, and trust me, and that's what I'm saying. I do. I mean, even right there, I told you a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, okay, this baseball team want $3,800. Yes. What in the hell am I supposed to do with that?
Right.
You know what I mean? With that invoice.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always know Jason probably going to be cursed. Jason going to be like, He been all over the world. But when you come back, I'm going to need $750 to go to this. But every year he gives toward DJ baseball fees and fly. And my brother and I, you know, and I'm blessed because, you know, keeping him in baseball, I'm sure it's keeping him out of a lot of other stuff.
Absolutely.
And people want to support people who do well. But I think that I have to work so hard not to go into that space, because sometimes I just want to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
Like some things I'm dealing with right now, I just wish I could have one grown woman to woman conversation with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, so there's some days the void seem big, but you're right. I'm so blessed, and I am, and I'm grateful. And sometimes when I feel like that, I feel like I'm not serving God and how he's blessed me, because I'm thinking about what I don't have instead of what you just said. And I'm just going to make a more concerted effort of focusing on that. But yeah, he was gone all weekend.
Yeah.
You know, he don't need his work.
And good for him. Good for him, and good for you, because that still was that is a process.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's
learning
to
let go. It is a process.
Yeah, it is. It's a process. Okay, now I don't know how that happened right there, but I guess that was just what
we
I got needed
through
to let that
though.
Out.
We got Woo. Through it.
Okay, so anyway, I don't even want to talk about what happened on the bye week, because it was just, you know, I had a rough week last week, and that may be why I'm still kind of emotional. And I even posted a picture on Instagram, like, don't let Instagram and Facebook fool you. It ain't always rainbows and unicorns, you know. And I had a good week work-wise, but mentally I was struggling with some other stuff, and it just took me to that space. But I don't go where I used to go,
yeah,
you know, in that space. So I did good after a few days, but a few days there, I was in one of them zones. But anywho, that's that on that. We're going to have to skip right on to the Keep It Real.
We're going to move into our next segment.
Okay, so this week's Keep It Real, and this is another thing that is absolutely something that I can relate to. Okay,
you and me both, girl.
Yeah, but not like I can.
Yeah,
I don't really
I
need
feel
you up
you.
In here trying
you.
To act like you really.
No, I mean it's our situations are similar but different.
But different. Okay, So this week's Keep It Real topic is weight gain after marriage. Or relationship, you know, commitment, marriage after marriage. And, people want to, has it been your experience? Well, thank you. I wasn't born in no damn size 16. Well, actually, I'm 18, but I'm sliding back the other way. But the reason I wanted to talk about it, because I had a guy friend of mine who brought it up about that happening to him, you know. And he said, am I being insensitive? And I was like, truthfully speaking, I don't think he was.
Yeah.
I feel like if you meet a person at a certain size, you have a, and this sounds so hypocritical because I'm over here struggling. I remember when I had DJ, right? I went into labor. It is so crazy. Of all the things I thought about is that when I give my stats to the doctor, I didn't want Daryl in the room because I didn't want him to hear my weight. You know what I'm saying? I did not want him to hear my weight. So I had already got mad at him because he fell asleep on the way to the hospital twice. And I mean, the car kind of did like this.
Who
so
was
I,
driving?
He was. He was driving.
He worked a late shift.
He did. He had worked a job and he was tired and everything. But, you know, I felt like, oh, okay, just because he already had three kids, he ain't really excited about our baby. So I told him, pull the damn car over the side of the road. I drive myself to the hospital and you just go home and get you some rest. So we had already went back and forth on the way to the hospital. So we got to the hospital, girl. All I could think is that I don't want him in this room. And she was like, you know, name, you know, blood, asking me all these things. I'm like, she gonna get to the weight in a minute. Damn it, I want him out of this room. So I told him I wanted him to go get my bags out of the car. And he was like purposely waiting to hear my weight. And as she was asking me questions like address and just all kind of insurance, all this stuff, I'm like, the weight got to be coming soon. So when she asked and I told her, he did like this. She said, And I said, I wish you,
This you 9 months pregnant,
right.
About to deliver. So.
Right. But at the end of the day, he probably knew I wasn't going to come too much further from that because I was going to, and I haven't.
Right.
But, DJ 17, I'm almost 17, I'm still carrying baby weight. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that we do have a responsibility to keep ourselves in a certain space. Now, with that being said, as a plus size girl, I don't like guys who just like plus size women.
Why is that?
Because if I like a guy who just like plus size women, he's never going to support me losing weight.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want him to get plus size. I think I'm going to want that. So it's like.
And normally guys who you know, have a preference for plus size women, they're normally lean.
Right. Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, they're not normally plus size themselves.
No, they're not. But you're right. However, like I said, I don't really like guys who just like plus size women because he's going to want me to stay that size. And I have goals that I want me. But at the same time, I don't want you to me about my weight.
But then on the flip side, Keisha, what if he likes you at that size? What if you get with him and he's like, oh, you here you are, you know, 40, 50 pounds later looking like a crackhead, but I liked you fluffier.
Fluffier? You come up with some words, don't you? Kirsten just fell out. Fluffier, really? That was was your way of politically correct set? Okay. All right. No. Okay. No. Well, if he likes me fluffier.
We've gone here before. Fluffier, thicker, you know, it's voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Voluptuous. With that Gary, Indiana.
It's an M in voluptuous.
No, it's not an M in voluptuous. Voluptuous.
Volumpt.
And you, it is not voluptuous. I'm telling you, it's not voluptuous. Google it. Oh my God. Now see, that's why, that's a prime example.
But you know what? I did win the spelling bee in fifth grade. So I'd be
okay,
shocked.
Okay, well, that was 30 years ago. That is, there is no M. It's voluptuous. I am voluptuous, so I know how to spell it. Okay,
Okay, voluptuous. Okay. All
okay, right. So, but anyway, what I'm saying is, no, I don't want a guy who just likes plus size women. But, and then you're right, you do have the situation. I've seen stuff on Dr. Phil where a girl lost weight and the husband don't like it. But I think it's because they be insecure. They see, I'm not no, like, let me be clear. Let me just, is this on? I am not the plus size girl that you're going to be taking out, putting in the corner in the dark or ask. And I'm not the girl to hold the girl's purses when we go to the club. I'm a bad girl. You
yes,
know what
you
I'm
are,
saying?
And no.
I carries it and without I hold my own.
Yeah.
However, but a lot of men, a lot of women who are plus size feel like they can't get a guy unless they are making them feel like they're on a pedestal.
Right.
Like I went to the Hawks game one time, me and DJ, I'll never forget. It was two big ass girls. Oh, shoot. I probably shouldn't have said that. I said I wasn't going to cuss today. It was two really big girls. They were beyond plus. They was on the other side. They was like what I always say, I'm in dangerous territory.
Yeah.
They had passed dangerous territory. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, they had two good looking guys with them. And I said, dang, I was like, okay. You know, I was kind of shocked. And they was on, because we were like right behind the floor seats and they was like right there. And I said, they got good seats and this and that. So I, the rest of the day, I couldn't even focus on the game because I'm trying to see what this relationship is right here. Honey, white tie, every time somebody came down to pay for stuff, she would pull it out of her pocket. Oh, here you go, baby. I said, okay, there it is right there.
See,
so you
right.
know what I'm saying?
That's not
I'm
right.
not saying that's for all big girls, but a lot of them be out here paying for it, like real talk. So I'm just...
You are crazy.
I'm just saying, crazy. I don't, because that's why I ain't got nobody. I don't pay them. No. Maybe they come with me thinking they're going to overpay for it. No, I ain't that day. I'm not quite.
No, but to the credit of a lot of, you know, I think it's becoming more and more accepted, you know, from what's the lady's name? Gosh, and she's on the IG. I follow her. Now, she is a Caucasian woman. She was just on the cover of, not Vogue, but
Ashley?
No, not Ashley.
Ashley,
I mean, she's almost,
yeah,
she's super,
Ashley
super
Graham,
heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super, super heavy. I can't, it's, her name starts with a T. I can't
and
remember.
She was on the cover of Vogue?
It wasn't Vogue. It was another really high-profile magazine. Hmm. I almost want to pull it up. Her name starts with a T.
Okay.
But and she has tattoos and stuff. But
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I do know
yeah.
Exactly who
but
you're
she,
about.
Her. What is the word that they use now to kind of describe self? It's not self-acceptance. It's, anyway, but she, there's almost a movement as far as that's concerned mm-hmm. about really. Looking within and starting to appreciate yourself at whatever size that is.
I get that. And I think
I get it. But you also don't want to encourage people to remain a weight, which is unhealthy.
And at the end of the day, let me just say this, because, yes, I mean, they got a whole organization called the National
What?
They have an organization called the National Advancement. Not for colored people. That's the NAACP. It's the National Association for Fat Acceptance, like NAFA or
oh,
something
fat
like
acceptance.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Something
yeah.
like it's called NAFA. I think it is the National
Association
for
fat
acceptance. It's a
okay.
NAFA, something like okay. that. I'm not trying to be a member of NAFA, okay? And I will be honest with you. If I could wake up tomorrow size 10, I would do whatever the hell I could. I'll be honest
so
with you.
So you think most women who are
yes,
overweight,
I do.
They do
yes,
they do.
I think
that.
Most
yeah.
women that are overweight do want to be smaller. And yeah. I think the women who say, girl, I'm, you know, this and that, we do that because we have to overcompensate. Let me speak for me.
Go ahead.
There are times that I have felt like I have to show that I love it like this because I got to. I mean, I sell for a living, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So I have to show confidence. But I kid you not, it just does not serve you well to carry so much excess weight.
Yeah.
I mean, literally to the point where this year, for real, like last year was probably my heaviest weight when I got ready to get ready for your wedding. That's why I had to go on that drastic, like,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I found myself, if I knew people really didn't like the house, I was yelling down to the basement, what you think? Because I'm not trying to go up and down all the stairs. After a while, your knees, it's not healthy. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that most people who are big don't want to necessarily be that. And if they could find a solution that would not that would not let us be hungry, because I start every Monday until about 1 o'clock, and then I get hungry. But you know, it's tough. And society, I don't think society is becoming more accepting. So that's why you see so many people getting surgery and all that kind of stuff. And that's the other thing. If I get surgery, I'm gonna tell y'all. I am not going to be like, oh, I just start walking by backyard and walk around the track knowing I'd have had back gastric bypass. That's why I respect that chef that had it. He's been sharing his journey.
Darius Cook.
Darius Cook.
Yeah.
And he looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him, because I thought about it, as you know. I thought about having it several times. I'm just scared. I'm just scared I'm going to die. That's just by like, well, me, you and Kate had lunch. She was like, why won't you have it? I was like, if I, God forbid, died and I left my son by himself because I couldn't control what I put in my mouth.
That's strong.
I can't do it. I'm gonna just keep trying this way for a little while. And I ain't saying I'm not gonna have it.
Right. But you just saying right now how you feel about it right now.
I feel like I'm in the right place, because I can do it when I put my mind to it. I mean, I did it. I dropped 30 pounds for your wedding, but I got comfortable after that, you know, and just kind of picked it back up. And so I'm doing it again now with Corey. He's a great trainer, but I got to get the food part in. I haven't been doing that the way that I should. But yeah, I don't think a person should have to stick with some. I don't necessarily say you should divorce a person. I think you should try to do all you can to help them and motivate them. I don't think you should be disrespectful or rude or mean, because I think some people do that, you know, degrading and stuff. But at the same time, I don't feel like a person should have to, you know, if that's not who they met, that's not what they were attracted to. And your body changes a lot.
But then, I mean, on the flip side, you can say, okay, if it's not just weight gain, I mean, when you make those vows, when I mean, it's for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you can't help somebody to work through their challenges, whether it's weight gain, whether it's sickness, whether it's, you know, loss of a job. Like, they're going to be, I mean, marriage is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, marriage is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but that's funny, because that conversation came up with me and my husband, even while we were engaged. And a good friend of mine, you know, she and I, we're having a conversation about, okay, well, what if, you know, your husband, she talked about her husband, if my husband gained 40, 50 pounds and had a big gut, and she was like, I don't know that I would be attracted to him the same.
I mean, it just, that's,
you know, so can you love somebody through something versus, you know, being attracted to them in that space? Is those are some heavy conversations, because reality wise, I love you enough that I'm going to be there for you while we struggle together. I mean, because no lie, like, me and my husband both put on some weight, and we are now recommitting ourselves to a better lifestyle and eating better and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on the reality is, like, okay, if I've gained a significant amount of weight, so my body doesn't look the same.
Right.
You know, are you still attracted to me the same? So that's and when you lose attraction, what else are you losing?
Opening up for a whole lot of other stuff. And I'm just telling you right now,
that's
these heifers in Atlanta,
these
heifers
subject.
In Atlanta ain't going to wait. They probably, they ain't going to wait.
Oh, honey, they snipping and tucking and doing everything they can.
They doing everything they can.
They man attention and everybody else.
And everybody else is, yeah. So I don't know. I think that's a tough conversation. I mean, it's a great topic. I personally, as someone who has struggled with my weight, and I did not lose the baby weight from DJ, I definitely kept it. Because, you know, for me, I mean, Daryl and I got engaged just a few weeks after my mom was killed. And then we got married 6 months later. And then I got pregnant with DJ within that year. And then next year, we had to go through my dad's trial. I had a lot going on.
It
was 3 years. I went through a lot. So I tend to turn to food. And I'd never forget, one day I was trying to get ready to go to court, as a matter of fact. And I went to put on what was my favorite suit. And it wouldn't come past right here. And I asked Daryl, I said, why didn't you say something to me when you saw me around here gaining all this weight and going? And he just said, I mean, I just wanted you here. Like, I was just hoping you hold on just to live after everything you had been through. So he didn't say anything, but I don't know if that necessarily helped me either.
No, but and the right person, I'm saying, should love you through those. Like, it's not like you just decided. You have some very traumatic experiences that you were dealing with. And I mean, as a result, I'm certain that's why you gained a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah. I can't, that's why I gained the bulk
of
mine.
Yeah, that's where you gained a lot of that weight. So, you know, for better or for worse, I mean, he did the dutiful thing by loving you through that and being there regardless of, you know. So for him to come to you and say, you know, baby, you putting on a little weight and not be sensitive to everything else that was going on in your world.
Right.
That I don't know. That
probably wouldn't have been the answer either for him, bless his heart. He probably couldn't have won either way. But I just, you know, I don't know, B. I think that's a good question, though. Ask everybody, do y'all think that a person should stay with you through? I mean, yes, it's for better or for worse, but that's something that you, I don't know. Is better for worse mean fat or skinny?
That means it all. That covers it all. Like,
I don't think you should be able to let yourself go like that.
No, you shouldn't be. And that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be. But typically there's a reason that plays into you letting go.
Yes, it is. That's
like,
true.
Like the adjustment from being single to engaged to married, I mean, can cause, I mean, being in a blend, having to work through the kinks of being a blended family.
Yeah, that blended family will make
a lot.
You
stress is a mother. Stress is a mother.
Girl, I was not prepared to be nobody's stepmother. But anyway, that's another topic for
another topic, yes.
But anywho, so anyway, that's how I see that. And so you said you and Ryan have committed to. And see, that's the step I think that should be taken.
No, it should.
You both have taken and committed to having a healthier, eating healthier, working out and stuff. I've been seeing you run Beanie, pull Beanie up that hill, doing your sprints and stuff. But the stress is a lot. And I mean, it's just hard because everything just tastes so good.
Girl, yeah. Trust me, you know I had the same issue. I love food.
Yeah.
Now here was something else I think we need to touch on. How do you tell a friend? Not just a space or I'm a spouse or a significant other. How do you tell a girlfriend
that she's picked up weight?
Oh,
girl, you need to lose some weight.
That's so easy for her. Now, me, on the other hand.
Oh, Jesus. And
I'm getting better. I'm having more and more fierce conversations as every day.
Yeah.
But that would be a difficult. I just couldn't like you, Keish, but you have already acknowledged that you know you need to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
let me say this. You went in pretty good on me the other night.
What'd I do? Oh, no. And I owed that to you.
Okay, so clearly you don't have no problem with me. So why would you have a problem with anybody else?
Well, I haven't really had to experience that, but I'm just saying, okay, so
I'm your only fat friend? Is that what you trying to say?
No, you're in my immediate no. In my super tight girlfriends, absolutely you are I'm not gonna say. No, see you. Why you have to say it like that? I'm your only fat friend.
I'm your only big friend.
No. You're not. You are my only bigger friend. Okay, you are my only bigger friend. But listen. I mean, all of my close friends are athletes. You know, like Tracy. Uh-huh. Tracy is my other best friend. And Tracy, she and I both gained a lot of weight, but she done lost. Tracy lost 40 pounds
so
this year.
Good doing that keto diet.
She lost 40 pounds this year in 1 year.
But you don't do the keto and the low carb. That should come with some handicap bars to put in your bathroom because that protein backs you up. I'm telling you right there, there is no way to do a low carb diet without needing some. You need handicap bars.
No, like, trust me, I feel you.
It's a serious matter.
I feel you. But no, I'm gonna tell you why I had to get on you, because when I know that you committed to certain goals, and she and I, you know, me, her, and Miko were at our favorite spot, the Black Cheers, which is Baltimore Crab and Seafood, and we had committed. We had this conversation even before we went in there that we were gonna still do good. We weren't gonna drink.
Right.
You know, we were gonna do good. So, you know, I ordered my salmon and vegetables, and she ordered, what did you order?
I don't remember what I had. But anyway, I ordered salmon, she had salmon
but too.
But we said we were going to split an order of wings.
Yeah, so we said, you know what, both of us, because their wings are amazing. Said that we were going to get an order of wings and we were just going to split them, right? So we did that, and then Miko ordered some extra wings.
Right, but Miko had some wings off of my plate is what I was trying to tell you.
But no,
you
but
you jumped in but you was on the phone.
No, but see, you ate my share because I only had one. So
but
you ate
Miko
my...
ate mine is what I'm trying to tell you.
But I'm still telling you had more than what you were supposed to. So I had to check her and she dipping in Miko macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
I had a stressful week. I just told you I had a very stressful week.
I'm sorry. Somebody got to hold you accountable. So I was counting them calories for you.
You did. You definitely did.
Yeah, man. I was counting
but
them for
you. But yeah, so to tell a friend, I think it's much easier. I think it's much easier to tell a friend than it would be for to tell a spouse or to have to hear it from your spouse. But I think girlfriends have a responsibility to be honest with one another.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they do. And you know, I don't, nobody told me as they saw me gaining the weight back. Not now one of you have. No, but sometimes I think y'all do that because y'all like me being the only plus size friend.
Now you know you're wrong for
that. I'm just being honest. You know I think that real friends, and matter of fact, that's a bone I got to pick with all of y'all. So you, Aaron, Ming, Kim Roseberry, all of y'all that I hang out with, Renee, y'all should have said something when y'all saw me picking it back up. Y'all was all happy when I lost it for your wedding, but nobody said anything when y'all saw me picking the weight back up. So I don't know. I question whether or not y'all are really my friends.
No, no, listen. Listen, let me tell you about yourself, though, because you start diets frequently. You start diets very often, like every other week. So how do we know when it's like, okay, she really all in this time, or she just bull jabbing?
Well,
so don't do us like that.
I had the discipline to get ready for your wedding, and now I got to get ready for buying that's going to come in summer 2020.
Around the corner.
Yeah, but no, but I think it's more difficult to tell, definitely from a spouse. But no, I think after a relationship, you just have to work hard to try to keep it together. The couples that I see who are both fit, they work out together.
Yeah.
They make a conscious effort to do it together. And
it's
important. That is definitely.
It's important.
And it's another time for you guys to bond. So that's the thing, I think. Somebody said, should your partner feel obligated to love you no matter what? I guess. I mean,
we gonna say yes.
Well,
on
the
that
next
one,
okay? To get me gonna love me no matter what, honey. We ain't gonna be no divorce, so it is what it is. So yes, I do think they should love you no matter what. All right, so our next segment. Mm-hmm. You said it's all for Ish My Kid Did This Week. So what did your kids do this week?
You know what? I'm gonna say what my kids didn't do, because this weekend they both had commitments, you know, as far from a athletic standpoint, but both had games this weekend. And normally, like I told you, we've missed our last couple of family reunions because we had tournaments. We had all kind of stuff going on. So I was proud that I was like, you know what? We're going to cancel everything else. So what they didn't do was playing those games that they were supposed to be at.
Okay.
And we went to our family reunion this weekend. And they had a good time.
Mm.
They had a good time bonding with their cousins and just relaxing. I mean, kids don't get to relax that much.
Right.
You know, like these are our young student athletes. They are always on the go at a tournament, at a camp, at, you know, just at games. Like, they are always doing something. So it felt good for them to just relax, play their games, and just enjoy each other and enjoy their family.
Yeah, they do keep a very tight schedule. So I woke up, the ish my son did this week, I woke up Saturday morning to what I thought was a house with DJ and I found out I was by myself. So he had a scrimmage at 8:00 in Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. Now, I did remember him telling me Chandler, who is my nephew, was going to come and get him. But, you know, I have so much in my brain, I didn't know. So I woke up to text him when I realized I woke up late because he was supposed to be at the field at 7. And I text him like, hey, you know, you're supposed to be at the field. It didn't go through because my phone had got cut off.
Okay.
So I had to call T-Mobile because what happened, DJ had my phone on PlayStation with that freaking Fortnite. Mm. I canceled that card, but it was the same card that took care of my automated payments on my bills. So I forgot to switch it over. So I had to call, get it turned back on. So I'm like, let me go ahead and wake this boy up. Girl, I go in there, he ain't in the bed. I'm like, what in the world? So I start calling. He not answering the phone. Chandler not answering his phone. I call Edie, who is Chandler's mom. She was like, well, I think they together. I'm like, okay, this is a shame that between the two of us, don't nobody know where the kids are. Simp was refereeing, so he didn't answer his phone. So now I'm starting to panic a little bit. I called the coach because I figured that's where he was, but I still didn't know.
Yeah.
So I text him and was like, when he finally texted me back, I was like, hey, I was playing. You cannot just get up and leave the house without telling me.
Right.
You know, he was like, well, it was 6 a.m. I didn't want to wake you up. You'll wake me up if you want money. You clearly had money left over. So I'm like, it's just little stuff like that you just don't think. And he said, it's just so hot out here. I said, well, make sure you drink something because I don't want you pass it out on this beat down you're going to get when you get home. What time you going to be at the house? I told him I was going to give him a whipping. But he just, you know, I appreciate the fact he's independent. I just said, you just still need to let me know when you're leaving the house.
Yeah.
I said, if no other reason, I didn't know I was in the house by myself. From 6 that morning when you left to, you know.
And he should have, or he should have texted you the night before. But I'm going to tell you something else where this freedom thing comes into play, because we're so used to being hoverers.
Right.
You know, we're so used to being helicopter moms. But my sons have practice 3-4 days a week now. In the morning, they have to be at Westlake at 6:00.
Mm.
So they get themselves up at 5. They, you know, get their clothes together. They fix themselves breakfast and Chase drives them to school. I'm not waking up that early no more. I don't have to wake up that early.
No, you don't. I mean, I agree. And,
but I'm going to tell you, like, it feels so amazing.
But you started doing that when Ryan came on the picture. Let's be clear. You fell in love and was always working with your boo.
No, even when I was with him.
You wasn't doing all that before Ryan.
No, I'm telling you, it wasn't even like that then. Chase just got his license.
Right.
So I've been a hoverer, and my husband has helped me to see how I've had to lighten up some. Mm-hmm. Because he said this to me, and he being sympathetic towards my experiences and understanding why I'm a hoverer,
right?
You know, so he has been sympathetic to that. You know, he ain't really kind of forced me to. No, he's kind of allowed it to kind of progressively happen naturally,
right.
So it wasn't just when he came on the scene. No, it took me time. It has absolutely took time.
Yeah,
it's a process, man.
And I don't think I realized how much it was. My sister was like, "What in the world are you gonna do when he go to college?" But again, it's not just me. It's all the baggage and the backstory and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, so he did that, and he went to Music Midtown all weekend, all Saturday, all Sunday. So I'm telling you, he better have a 110 on that freaking test today, because I had asked him. Yeah, listen, you talking about he will.
He
okay
will.
He better have it. But you know, I had told y'all that he was doing great in public school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next day I got an email: your child is either failing or in danger of failing. I just asked him the day before that he need a Spanish tutor. Oh no, I'm good. Mm-mm. It must be the way she teach. This teacher younger and she's Spanish. I think I can get it better from her. And all this kind of foolishness. And the very next day I got an email. I said, DJ, you got me out here lying to these folks. I'm thinking you doing well. He's like, and then so he goes back and forth with me on the text, and he was like, I wish you would just stop doubting me. Mm. That's what he texts me. Mm. And I was like, I'm not doubting you. He said, but you are. You do. And I was like, ooh, that hurt.
That's,
you know,
strong.
What I mean? That's strong for my child to say, you know, you doubt me. You know, I always, you know, you worry about the middle and I always finish strong. That's what he said. He is my child, and it coming back on me is the hardest thing in the world to deal with. That mouth, I be wanting to just like, ugh. But you know, but yeah, so he
preached a sermon on that one. He did. Mm-hmm. But no, but it's tough. It's
hard.
Because,
it's hard.
You know, and Chase is my special middle child who would dig himself in a hole but then pull himself out. You know, and I'm like all over his butt during that part where he's, you know, has dug himself down there.
Right.
But he does. He always managed to pull himself back out. And I'm like, if you would not allow yourself to get there, just imagine, you know, with that same effort,
but you know, some
where
people
you would
just
be.
Operate that way. They operate like better
they
under pressure. They work better
under pressure.
So Chase must be one of those that work better under pressure. That's all I can think, you know, because clearly, the boy's got a full ride to Clemson. So he did something right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you did a lot right as a mother, like real talk. So, I mean, there's just, girl, I'm telling you, whew, you are my mama on the move. And I'm not kidding you when I say that, like real talk. You are. Because I many a days I said, if Brandy can do it with three, and we ain't even at the mama on the move, but we had
well,
one.
I'm going to say
that I want you, you're going to be my shout out for mama of the move this week, because so many times, I know if I'm getting it as your friend, what those people who follow you and people who see you through social media, but it was a whole lot of times that I kept going because of what I saw you do with your boys. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, I was like, if B can do it with three, I really don't have no complaints about this one.
Yeah.
But it's a lot when your kids are student athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, it requires a whole lot, just the driving alone.
Yeah.
And then we drive for a living in terms of taking clients out.
Yeah.
But the way I've watched you build your business, you know, to maintain everything that you have done, actually have grown since you got married, just like, you inspire me. You motivate me to keep pushing in that way. Like, real talk. Yeah, you do. To this day, DJ wouldn't be playing baseball if it were not for you. You tricked me. Because that first time, you said, well, just let him come out. I had no idea he was going to love it. And now he loves baseball. Because there is nothing that could have got my child up at 5:15 in the morning to be somewhere, to be out of the house by 6.
Yeah.
To be in Alpharetta by 7.
Other than something that he loves and he's passionate about doing.
And to watch him grow in that sport. And you know, I'm a proud mom. But I have to say that you really have given me the inspiration and the motivation to keep going. Even the prayer you sent me this morning, because I'm going to, you know, this event that we're having Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I done tried to quit 5 times. You and me. Miko told me she didn't say nothing positive. She just said, goodbye, have a good day, ma'am.
And I said, you know what, let me follow that back up, because
she
needed to.
I know
you. I know you, and you needed to hear those words in that moment. But Keish, you know what? And I appreciate you saying that. I really do.
That's my mama to move.
I appreciate you saying it. And that's why I feel it's such a good feeling right now to be able to just, you know, relish in the fruits of your labor. Mm-hmm. And knowing what you've invested in. And because, you know, I think about Chase driving him and his brother to school now. Mm-hmm. But I think about when I was the one that was driving an hour commute to take them from where we lived on the south side mm-hmm. to them going to school in Sandy Springs every morning. So we'd have to get up at 5 o'clock, be on the road by 6:15. And, you know, but that was every day. That was mm-hmm. 2 years every day that I did that commute. Mm-hmm. And then I would go into the office and work, but I had to leave my workday stopped by 3 o'clock because I had to go and pick them up to take them to all their respective practices in different places. And I'm like, man, that was a lot.
It's a lot. I think about it when I go into Decatur and I think about driving DJ to St. Thomas More for 3 years.
Yeah.
Leaving South Fulton yeah. and going all the way to downtown Decatur.
Yeah.
And then leaving from there to go to St. Pius, because that's how the sports work with the Catholic school, middle school. You have to go to whatever is the whatever school it feeds to for high school. That's right. How they do the sports, because they don't have sports in middle school. I mean, it's a lot. But I think about, like, one of my guy friend, he was telling me, he said, Bakeisha, do you know how many mamas are sitting in court spending thousands on attorneys, just wishing they would give anything to just have a kid that want to play sports and be passionate about that, and opposed to being sitting in the courtroom with them.
Yeah.
You know, because so many of our boys are struggling and going through things. And when I was at Lake Point the weekend before last, it just did my heart good to see Miles and Lawrence and, you know, all the boys who have come up with us, Webb, and, you know, all our boys that have come up and they're just doing so well. And some of them got, you know, some that he's played with, you know, got led astray.
Yeah.
So to see the ones that have actually continue to stay dialed in, it means a lot to me. It warms my heart, because when you play sports, you are a community.
Oh, man.
It's a culture. And all of them are our babies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They
but
really
you
are.
Is one of my best friends. To see what you've done with your boys coming through, yeah, you inspire me, because I'm telling you, yeah, because, yeah.
So, but you know, this was part of the reason why we did this, Keisha. Like, this whole mama's on the move thing, because, mm-hmm. you know, like, from it to start from a hashtag, you know, mama on the move, like, because that's what we are. We are mm-hmm. in constant motion, like, mm-hmm. if not with our work, but with our children's, with our families, like, we are always moving.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a network and a community of women
that
you can lean on or look to for inspiration, because it is a struggle.
Yes.
It's a struggle to manage and to balance and to do everything that we're doing. So this labor of love that has now, you know, is blossoming. And we just we get so much from it, and it feels so good
mm-hmm.
to hear women leave messages, you know, about, wow, you all inspire me so much. And, you know, now that I see you do it, it helps me see that
absolutely.
I can do it too. So that's what it's about, Keisha.
Yeah, it's definitely,
you know, that's
a
what
labor
it's about.
Love.
It is absolutely a labor of love. But to know that, you know, we are nearing, you know, it's not, I mean, it's not going to ever end, you
right.
know, parenting.
No, it doesn't.
But you know, but we've worked so hard for mm-hmm. such a long time, and we're, you know, just to nurture them and invest in them how we have. So it just feels good to say, I mean, your baby a junior. You got one more year, and he out the door to college or MLB, wherever God's path is
exactly.
going to take him.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done your part.
Yeah.
So I know it feels good to reflect, even in these moments where we still have to deal with knucklehead teenage selves.
Right.
You should always look at the fact that, you know, you have done a tremendous job with him.
Well,
and so, you know, you my mama on the move just as much as I'm your mama on the move.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, it was nice to have him gone for a while, sir. So I had me a second date, girl. I have to tell you about that later.
Yes. We like second dates.
Yes,
honey. We're getting closer to this big thing that we've committed to in 2020.
It's nice to have a little bit more time to myself so I can do some of the things that I want to do, because next weekend we'll be back at the baseball park for
a tournament. But don't you deserve that?
Absolutely.
And you know
I
what?
Do.
Keisha, you have to give yourself permission.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
Because as mothers, we will take on tasks that we probably shouldn't even, you know, we'll create some tasks to take on.
Exactly.
You know, like that we could relinquish to somebody else. But I was like, no, I got to do it. I got to
right.
do it. So if pat yourself on the back for taking the time to do something for yourself and go out on this second date. And DJ gonna be just fine, okay?
Yeah, he is.
Because while he's out there doing his thing in a year and a half,
Right.
You're going to be able to sit in the house twiddling your damn thumbs, wishing.
That's what I was doing a lot of weekends. Like, okay, DJ's gone, and I don't have nothing to do. You with your husband, and everybody's doing their thing. And right. It's like, okay, I don't have nothing to do if he's not here. So that's what started making me make a more concerted effort. Like, you got to really put yourself out here and stop being so closed off.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have grown conversation with a man that wasn't my brother or none of my guy friends. Okay. I was like, okay, it wasn't DJ. It's right. Like, you know, so it was nice. It was really, really nice. So, yeah.
Well, good for you,
so
girl.
That's that on
good
that. So you. It looks like
that's about it for this episode.
That's that on that, that's right? That I'm sorry that. For crying, y'all. I don't know where that came from. I think I'm the only one in the room that's actually premenopausal. I think I'm kind of having some, I'm having some definitely personal summers.
Yeah.
So I think I may be going through the change a little bit or just before. But that I was just full this morning. So I know we're here to inspire y'all. So hopefully my crying didn't depress y'all too much. I'll try to take a Wellbutrin before we tape next time.
A Wellbutrin on my tongue,
honey. Yeah, ain't nothing right like a Wellbutrin on your tongue. Keep them things level, honey. Yes, God. Make no mistake about it. Don't let nobody tell you that wrong with a little peel on your tongue if you need to get through. Anyway, until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.